Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Pei Dalet. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Dalet on the base at the Mishnah. Kol HaNeichal B'Shoah Gadol, Yerucho B'Gedi Harach, V'Roshei K'Nofim V'Asechus. The Mishnah says one may eat in a tender kid anything that can be eaten in a large ox, and the shoulder blade and cartilage. Hashoy B'Sa'edzim, B'Pesach Toho, Harei Z'Loike B'Aboim. One who breaks the bone of a Toho Korban Pesach receives 40 lashes. Avla Moise B'Toho, but one who leaves over flesh of a Tahor Korban and one who breaks the bone of a Tameh Korban Pesach does not receive 40 lashes. The Gemara says, Gidim Harakim, what's the law of soft sinews of the neck of the kid? They stiffen with age. Rabbi Yochan Amar, Nimna Aleihem, Rishim Ben Lokish, Amar, Ein Nimna Aleihem. Rabbi Yochan said, a group may be designated upon it as if it's flesh. Rishim Ben Lokish says that they may not. Rabbi Yaakov, Rav Achab, Bashem, Rabbi Zeira, Mechalfa should say to Yerchon, Mechalfa should say to B'Shem Menokish, Jeff Palzan, the Tanin Tamon, Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Acha quoting Rezeus, said that the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan has been reversed, and the opinion of B'Shem Menokish has been reversed, as they disagree over Mishnah and Chulin. Elu she'erisehem kebasarom, or ha'adam v'or chazer shal yeshuv. The skins of the following cases are treated like the flesh itself, the flesh of a person, and of a domestic pig. Rabbi Yosef Omer, af or shel chazer abal, Rabbi Yosef says also the skin of a wild pig. Or chateres gamal haraka, or haroish shel egel harach, or beis haprosos, or beis haboshes, v'or shalil, v'or shetachas aliyah, v'or hanakav hakoyach, v'alata'or v'achemet. The skin of a camel's hump, the skin of a calf's head, the skin of the hooves, the skin of the womb, the skin of a fetus, the skin under the tail fat, and the skin of the anaka, the koyach, and the lata'or, and the chemet, which are different creatures. The Yehuda Omer, halata'or kol chulda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a letar is like a chulda, that its skin is different from its flesh. All of the cases that we mentioned that their skin is like their flesh, if the skins were tanned or walked upon, they are tahor, except for human skin. Rabbi Yehuda says that the eight shvatzim have a skin, meaning that their skins are not tamei like their flesh. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Lashonu ela le'isa or le'tuma, aval le'kois, ohu ve'en loikin alav mishum nevela. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah only refers to the prohibition to eat it and to tuma, but for lashes, means if a person ate from the skin, there are no lashes, as the skin will eventually become hard, nor are the lashes for the prohibition of nevela. Mishum ben lokish omar, Mishnah shlema shana Rabbi, I should say ben le'isa, ben le'kois, ben le'tuma. Rishon Melaki says that Rebbe taught a complete Mishnah and did not differentiate between the prohibition to eat it, giving lashes, and tumah. Mechav should say to Rishon Melaki, Taman hu avad le basal, v'acha le avad le basal. The Gemara says that he asked the question, the opinion of Rishon Melaki has been switched. There in Chulin he considers skin like flesh, and here he does not. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Pavi, Shnihi Taman, Shu or, V'or Sefer Lakshais. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pavi answers that over there its skin and skin will eventually become hard, but soft sinews will not become hard. Koshiken Machalfa should say to Shimon Lokish, my in Tamon, Shasovlak Shois, who Ovad Lake Basal, can change Sovlak Shois, the Koshiken. The Gemara asks, if so, then certainly Shimon Lokish has switched his opinion, because if over there in Chulin, where it will eventually become hard, he considers it to be flesh, here where the soft sinews will not become hard, certainly he should consider it to be like flesh. And with Avin, time of Shimon Lokish, Lochlas Abasar, Loi Gidim. Where Avin said the reasoning, and the source of Shimon Lakish is the Pasuk says, and they shall eat of the flesh of the Pesach, but not the sinews. Ravanan de Kisorin, Am Rav Chia, Rav Isi, Chad Mechalfe, Chad Kadvein Tanaya. Ravanan de Kisorin, Rav Chia, and Rav Isi disagreed. One of them switched around the opinions of Yochan and Shimon Lakish and said that Rabbi Yochan held that a group may not be designated on sinews, and Rav Shimon Lakish held that they may do so. The other one retained the present text. Man the Machalef leith le kilein kushaya. The one that switched around the opinions did not have the difficulties that we mentioned. The kama yishbo, how much does a person need to break to be liable? Rav Yosef Rav Zeira b'shem Rav Yochanan at kadeshutei hayad mechageres. Rav Yosef and Rav Zeira quoting Rav Yochanan said that if big enough, that a person's hand would be stopped if running his hand over the bone. Rav Yona Rav Zeira and Rav Zeira Rav Abba Trayon b'shem Rav Yochanan chadama kadeshutei Hayad Mechageres V'chon Amar Afilu B'Zepayon. Rabbi Yonah quoting Rav Zeira and Rav Abba, both quoting Rav Yochanan, said that one said that the size of the break must be enough that a person's hand would be stopped if running his hand over the bone, and the other one said that even if his nail would be stopped, he would still be liable. Manda amar sipayun kosher ken yad, manda amar yad over sipayun loy. The one that said nail would certainly say he's liable if his hand is stopped. The one that said hand would say that if only his nail would be stopped, he would not be liable. Rabbi Yochanan of Shimon Lakish, Treyon Amri, La'ilam minechayev ad shishba etzem, sheshalav basar, umimokam basar. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish said he's only liable if he breaks a bone that has flesh on it, and only if the break is at a place where there is flesh. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Omar, Shmuel, Par Abba, Boy, Me'ata La'ilam minechayev ad shishitol, Evan, V'yaseis. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Shmuel bar Abba, said, he asked the question, if there must be a kazayas of flesh at the place of the break, the person could never be liable unless he takes a stone and breaks the bone, as a bone broken in the course of eating would not usually have on it the kazayas of flesh. Edsem lechayev al kol etzem ve'edsem. When the Gemara answers and the Pasuk said the word bone is to obligate him for each and every bone. Hadar zetema ba'asvaya achas, avu shtei asvayos sheken afilu etzem echa v'shavu v'chazu v'shavu chayev shtayim. One is only liable for a bone if he was only warned once, but if he was warned twice, even if it was the same bone broken twice, he is liable for two sets of lashes. And then we add a gear for a whole sentence here, added by some of the Mepharshim. Ve'etzem lo yisishvu echad, etzem shesh lo basa, ve'echad etzem shein lo basa, v'yim yaboy, had a pliga al v'shim ben lokish, v'shim ben lokish omar, etzem shein lo basa, mutu l'shavoy. V'yim asked a question. The Pasuk says, and you shall not break a bone, whether a bone with flesh or a bone without flesh. Does this not contradict the Shimon Lakish, who said that one may break a bone without flesh? And the Gemara answers that Shimon Lakish only said that a person would not receive lashes for such a bone, but it's nevertheless prohibited. The Mishnah taught that one who leaves over flesh of a Tahor korban, and one who breaks the bone of a Tami korban Pesach, does not receive 40 lashes. Avon, quoting Rav Elazar, said that the Mishnah refers to when the korban had originally been tamei, but if it had been tahor and then became tamei, it's as if it was brought in tahara and he received lashes for breaking it. Meisiv Rav Yochanan, Rav Shem ben Lakish, v'ad hataninan ad samay fagidim anoisa yisafu b'shishasa v'yikaitz. The Gemara says that Yochanan asked Rav Shem ben Lakish a question from a baisa. Bones, sinews, and noisa are burned on the 16th. The bones are burned because of the marrow inside. If it's permitted to break a bone where there's no flesh, why not break open the bone and remove and burn only the marrow? Bipnei, Mayach, the answer is, as the quantity of marrow which is edible is enough, it's permitted to break the bone on account of it. V'yachloitz, basam, and ha'itzim, v'yakoitz. The Gemara asks, now there's a question on the next mission that teaches that if a limb protruded out of your shanayim, the flesh must be cut down to the bone and peeled back until it reaches the joint and then it's cut. If he peels back the flesh, according to Shimon Lakish, why can he not cut the bone in the middle? Shulai Lifka, Tachas Abbas, the answer is, lest he break a bone under the flesh in the process.